We're taking you to northeastern Africa first, where there's been a military coup in the nation of Sudan. Its former president, Omar al-Bashir, had been in power for 3 decades. But on Thursday, the nation's Minister of Defense announced that Bashir's government had been dissolved and that the military would take charge of Sudan for 2 years until a transition of power is complete. The country's constitution has been suspended. Its lawmaking body has been stripped of power. In an effort to maintain peace in Sudan, a curfew has been put in place and a state of emergency has been declared for 3 months. Reporters in Sudan say former President Bashir is alive and under house arrest, and dozens of other government officials have also been arrested. Protests in the African country have been going on for months. They began as a demonstration against the rising costs of living in Sudan, but protesters then called for Bashir's removal from office. There were massive rallies and sit-ins at military installations, and with armed groups getting involved in recent days, violence flared up. A Sudanese medical group says 22 people, including 5 soldiers, have been killed in protests over the past week. Reports from social media and other witnesses indicated that celebrations were happening as the news spread of Bashir's removal. But one protest group is calling for Sudanese civilians to keep up the demonstrations until power is given to a civilian government.